The question of how to sell a light rail system to Hillsborough County voters next year was discussed at the county's Metropolitan Organization meeting this morning. Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio, who has been the leading figure in raising the possibility of light rail coming to the region in the past few years, was given the floor. Iorio referred to the last serious plan for rail in the county a decade ago. She said what she's noticed as a change since her time as a county commissioner 2 decades ago was the fact that it's all about regionalism and selling such a concept now.
This Hillsborough rail plan cannot be looked at in isolation. This is part of an ultimate regional plan. What that means, though, too, is that we collectively have a burden to make sure it works. Because if the Hillsborough rail plan is funded in 2010, and if it is properly implemented, it will mean success for Pasco and Pinellas and all the counties. But if we don't do our job and get it done right, it will mean that Pasco and Pinellas will not be able to move forward with their light rail plans.
Iorio also told the MPO that organizers need to learn the lessons of why SunRail, the proposed mass transit system in Central Florida that would have used existing CSX tracks, has failed to get support in the state legislature. Iorio said one obvious lesson is that the plan was too complicated for the public to understand.
While we like to talk about 2035 and 2050, we're not putting a 2035 and 2050 plan before the public in 2010. We're putting a plan that we're going to implement with a penny sales tax. So whatever is affordable within the confines of a penny sales tax for 30 years, that is what we're putting before the voters.
The mayor also said that she thought that SunRail's using CSX lines for transport was a problem, saying she believed that passengers and freight simply don't mix. However, she said that a way needs to be found to work with CSX on a right-of-way for a transit line from the USF campus to downtown Tampa. Iorio said another lesson from the SunRail debacle was that getting funding from the state for a mass transit proposal is not a given. In fact, the state legislature in the past week not only rejected funding for the proposed Central Florida transit plan, but also denied funding for TriRail, which currently carries over 14,000 passengers weekdays between Miami and Palm Beach County. The executive director for that service told the South Florida Sun Sentinel on Tuesday that if the state approves no funding in the last days of the legislative session, weekday train service will be cut nearly in half, and all weekend service would be eliminated. And if no funding comes in at all, the entire service could end. Iorio told the Metropolitan Planning Organization to think creatively to get the state involved.
Well, here's one way that we work and that the MPO work now, and on the other side of the bridge, they start working right now with DOT to say, when the day comes that you redo Howard Franklin Bridge, you add those lanes for light rail, and state, you pay for it. What a way for us to be able to link. That's a way that you can get the state to participate in a very meaningful way to provide linkage.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner said he was concerned that the public is being inundated with too many plans right now and called for simplicity in presenting the penny cent sales tax proposal to Hillsborough voters next year.
And we need to get everybody on the same page, and so that the voters know that when they come to November 2010, exactly what they're going to be voting on. Because I don't believe that they're going to vote for a rail plan. I don't believe they're going to vote for a bus plan. What they will vote for is a solution to the transportation issue that we have here and a comprehensive transportation plan.
Lewis Miller, the executive director of Tampa International Airport, said he seconded Iorio's suggestion that if Hillsborough County voters approve the plan next year, the next link should be to Pasco County.
If possible, Pasco County coming in through New Tampa to downtown Tampa, and then eventually coming out to West Shore, and then eventually going through the airport, because I think that makes a lot of sense. It's more where the population is. It works better for people. Getting people from where they live to where they work is the number one priority here.
But Richard Wayno, the director and CEO of the Tampa Port Authority, appeared not to be convinced that Pasco could be the next link.
Obviously, with the situation the way it is today in terms of population growth, we do have to take a hard look at the population growth projections and just confirm that the kind of growth that we're expecting, especially with future phases, are in line with what the expectations were over the last year or two.
Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder also endorsed keeping the ballot measure relatively simple in scope, saying he feared voters could get lost in too many details.
Because I think we can lose our way And frankly, if the voters think that there's confusion or that there's bickering, you know, for those types of reasons, I think it's really a mistake. I think basically we show up a large sort of broad brush plan that says that we're going to get people from, you know, from Wesley Chapel down here to downtown, and we'll figure it out.
Dingfelder's city council colleague, Mary Mulhern, expressed concern about whether the 1 cent sales tax proposal could pass, and urged that county officials do market research to learn how best to sell the plan.
I think the most important thing here does become the wording of the language for the referendum. And as everyone's talking about, I think when you talk about multimodal and, you know, alternative transportation, and you get into that kind of language, people don't get behind it.